Well, our friends Jane and Mr. Race will soon be home from Arizona. And on their arrival, Jane is due for a great surprise. For Mr. Race, having recovered his money, has told Jane nothing of the good news, but has written Neil to buy back their house, move in the furniture, and have everything in readiness for Jane to step into when she and Mr. Race return. This episode is in the Aces' apartment, where we find Neil and Marge busy in preparations for moving. Listen.
Now, do be careful, Neil. That trunk's heavy.
You're telling me.
Don't try to lift it by yourself. You'll hurt yourself.
You're going to drag it over by the door, Ma. Watch out, Missy.
Okay.
If I can get it just a couple of inches more.
Well, Neil, you'll have yourself so stiff and lame you won't be able to move for a week.
What? An all-around old star athlete like
yes.
me? Well, I'd resent that if I only had the time and the strength.
Honestly, Neil, I shouldn't let you kill yourself lifting these heavy things. I should have insisted on hiring moving men to do it.
Kill me?
Please. But I should have hired someone.
Well, why go to all that expense when I got the afternoon off and Cokie's got a friend with a truck?
What's the matter?
My twins in my back when I bend like this.
See, I told you not to lift those heavy things.
Oh, it'll be all right. Let me see. What's next? Shall I start taking down some of those pictures?
Well, first let's see if Laura needs any help. Laura!
You ought to have her kitchen things packed by this time.
Did you call for me, Miss Marge?
Yes, you got your kitchen things ready to go, Laura?
No, ma'am, not quite. I've been reading the paper Mr. Williams brought in with him when he comes.
You've been... Wait a minute,
Marge, it's okay.
Oh.
She's just as interested in the investigation as the rest of us. Did you enjoy the story, Laura?
Oh, yes. It was awful exciting.
How'd you like the part where he came out and admitted he'd been trying to sell the city his own land?
I guess I didn't get that far. When you called me in here, I was just to the part where he was swinging through the trees.
Where he what?
He's swinging through the trees.
Laura, what were you reading?
Carson of the Apes, of course.
Why do these things happen to me?
What's the matter with him, Miss Marge?
Well, Neil thought you'd been reading his story on the Tom Marsh investigation.
Oh, was that story in the paper today? I didn't see it, I guess.
You mean to say you didn't read a word of how Mr. Evans and I made Marsh as good as confess that he's a crook? How could you miss it? It spread all over the front page.
Oh, the front page? Well, why didn't you say so? I tore the front page off to put on the floor when I was working on them spots.
Spots?
Yeah, them grease spots on the wall over the stove.
Well, I don't remember seeing any grease spots on the wall.
No, ma'am. They was only there the first day we moved in the department, and then I washed them off.
Then why are you worrying about them now?
Well, you said you wanted everything just like it was when we moved in, so I'm putting them back on again.
Oh, for goodness sake, Laura. Well, I'll have to go out in the kitchen and show you what to do, I suppose. Come on.
Yes, Miss Marge.
Oh, I thought they disconnected the telephone by this time.
You go on what you're doing. I'll answer it.
Okay, come on, Laura.
Hello? Oh, Cokie, listen, fella. Why don't you and your friend with that truck get here? I've been here for 3 hours getting things ready, and I... Oh, all right. Well, step on it, will you? We need plenty of help. Okay, but get here.
All the dumbbells.
Who was it, Neil?
Cokie.
Who?
Just a second. I'll come out there in the kitchen.
Who'd you say it was, Neil?
Cokie. Just called to say he wasn't here yet.
Well, that's awful of him.
If you was to ask me, I'd say he ain't never all here.
All right, Laura. Let's get these dishes packed, shall we?
Cokie ain't very bright, he ain't.
What's this? The pot calling the kettle black?
My cooking things is just as clean as anybody.
Okay, Laura, no thanks.
Now, do you see what I want you to do here, Laura? Let's see. We'll put this box up on the drain board like this.
Yes, ma'am.
And then take several sheets of newspaper this way. And put a dish in. Give me one of those plates there, will you? Then some more paper. Another dish and some more paper and so on. See?
Yes, ma'am. That'll be fun, won't it?
All right. You pack the rest of them now and be very careful. That's Jane's best china. What's holding Cokie up, Neil?
Oh, he said this friend of his had some trouble with a truck. He'll be here any minute now. Look, maybe I can carry some of these things out, huh? How about this box of pots and beans?
All right, you take that, and I'll bring the bread box and the roasting pan here.
You want me to help, Miss Marge?
No, you go right on packing those dishes, and be very careful. Now, remember.
Yes, ma'am. You won't have nothing to worry about.
Right. Go ahead, Marge. Oh, watch it there. This box is heavy.
Well, have you got it all right?
I'm right behind it.
You want to put it down to the trunk here?
No. Open the door, will you? I might as well set it out in the hall while I'm at it.
Okay.
Steer me through, Marge. I can't see where I'm going.
A little more to the left. That's it.
All right. I'll just put this down right out here.
That's fine.
Yeah. That'll save a few sets for Cokie and his friend when they get here.
Oh, fine. I'll leave the roasting pan and the bread box out here, too. Now, let's see. What else can we do before they come?
I'll tell you. I'll shove this trunk out in the hall while we got the door open, huh?
Neil, I told you that trunk's too heavy for you to move along.
I can get it all right. Open the door a little wider, will you?
Oh, but Neil, you sure...
Oh, I sure strained my back. Oh, watch out there. Don't get in the way.
Oh, it's going to scrape there, Neil. And don't mar the woodwork.
It's almost as wide as the door is. Can't seem to get it any farther.
Well, let me help, Neil.
No, I can get it if I can just move it a little farther so it goes the door jam.
Well, it doesn't seem to be moving.
No, it's stuck. That's a fine thing.
Well, leave it till Cokie and his friend get here, then. They'll fix
it. Well, it ought to go through here. It must have when they brought it in.
Neil, please. If you strained your back, you better not try it.
Yeah,
anymore.
But I'm just... Oh, what in the world is that?
Something tells me it's Jane China. Laura! Oh, Laura!
Yes, Miss Maud.
Laura, did you?
Yes, Miss Maud.
Oh, dear.
I had the box all packed nice, but it slid off the drain board.
Laura, I told you to be careful, didn't I?
Yes, ma'am. And I told you you wouldn't have nothing to worry about, didn't I? Well, now you ain't.
Oh, I don't know what Jane's going to say when she gets home and finds out about this. She'll just die.
Hello, everybody. How do we get in here?
Oh, Cokie, you're here at last. Come on in. You'll have to climb over the trunk there. It's stuck in the doorway.
Okay, that's easy. Come on, Humphrey. Climb right over.
Humphrey.
Grief, have you brought him here again? That ex-safe cracker you had up here a week or so ago?
Well, he's the only guy I knew that could borrow a truck to move you in.
No, I wish we had hired movers.
You're getting over the trunk all right, Humphrey?
I am.
Uh-huh. You remember Marge, don't you, Humphrey?
I do.
Say hello to Marge, Humphrey.
I will. Hello.
And this is Laura. Say hello to Laura, Humphrey.
I will. Hello.
Thank you.
And this is Neil. Say hello to Neil, Humphrey.
Never
mind.
If I'd known you were bringing him, I'd... Well, let it go. What made you so late?
Well, it wasn't our fault, Neil. It was the man. Wasn't it, Humphrey?
It was the man's fault.
Tell him about it, Humphrey.
I will. It was the man's fault.
What
a man that was standing in the middle of the street waving a red flag. We didn't see him in time to stop.
Good heavens, you didn't hit him.
No, he jumped out of the way into the cement.
Cement?
Yeah, the fresh cement they was laying in the street. We figured out afterwards that that's what he was waving a red flag about. Didn't we, Humphrey?
Yeah, we figured that out afterwards.
But it was too late then because we went through it. That's what made us so far behind. We had to keep driving around afterwards.
Keep driving around? What for?
Well, so the cement on the wheels would get dry and we wouldn't stick when we stopped. Humphrey figured that out, too. Didn't you, Humphrey?
I figured that out, too.
He's awful cute, ain't he?
I am.
All right. Well, let's get these things out of here and in your truck. Cokie, can you and Humphrey get this trunk through the door?
Sure, we can get it through, can't we, Humphrey?
We can.
I'll go out in the hall and take that end of the trunk, and you stay here and take this end. Will you, Humphrey?
You go out and take that end, and I'll stay here. I will.
All right, now. Now, wait till I climb over and get out there now.
Laura?
Yes, Miss Maud?
I think you'd better go out in the kitchen and clean up those broken dishes.
I will.
This seems to be contagious.
Yeah, it does. Hey, what's the matter with me? Are you two fellas ready to take care of that trunk?
Yeah, we're all set, Neil.
Well, go ahead, then. Get it through the door.
Okay. Lift your end, Humphrey.
Get
in the hall and take that end of the trunk, and you stay here and take this end. Will you, Humphrey?
You go out and take that end. And I'll stay here. I will.
All right, now. Now, wait till I climb over and get out there now.
Laura?
Yes, Miss Maud?
I think you'd better go out in the kitchen and clean up those broken dishes.
I will.
This seems to be contagious.
Yeah, it does. Hey, what's the matter with me? Are you two fellas ready to take care of that trunk?
Yeah, we're all set, Neil.
Well, go ahead, then. Get it through the door.
Okay. Lift your end, Humphrey.
I will.
I got my end up now. Now, together, Humphrey. Try it again.
You're not getting anywhere. Let me help.
Now, wait a minute, Neil. You strained your back already.
Yeah, but Marge...
Oh, they can handle it by themselves, Neil.
Sure, we can handle it by ourselves. Can't we, Humphrey?
Yeah.
All right. We'll do it then. Come on. Get it through the door.
Okay, we will. Ready, Humphrey?
Yeah.
Yes, he's ready. Go on now. Get it through.
All right, Humphrey. One, two.
No.
Gee, it didn't seem to move, did it?
Not an inch. It must be stuck fast in there.
Something's certainly wrong. Let me look at it.
It ain't even touching on this side.
No, not on this side neither. I can even get my fingers in between the trunk and the... Oh, ouch! No, I can't.
Certainly ought to go through. Let's try it again.
Now, Neil, you let them do it. Don't strain your back anymore.
Okay, go ahead. Try it once more.
All right. You all set, Humphrey?
Yeah, I am. But you all set?
Now, one.
Do one.
Two.
Do two. Do.
And it still doesn't move.
I don't understand this at all.
It looks like one of them trunk mysteries you read about.
There's something wrong here. There's no reason on earth why this trunk won't go out through the door.
Out? Did you say out?
Yes, trunk.
What's the matter, Humphrey?
I thought they wanted it in. I've been pulling instead of pushing.
For Pete's sake, Marge, why didn't I let you phone for the movie?
Well, let's hope our friends make better progress in moving back to the Ace's house. For Jane and Mr. Ace are due home shortly. We'll hear more about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.